Thanks, Lloyd, and hi, everyone. In hockey news, Leafs lost last night to Boston Bruins 7-5. Justin Pogge, who was called up after Martin Gerber's 3-game suspension, was pulled after allowing 6 goals in Saturday night's game. His performance has earned him a spot in the Toronto Marlies. In baseball, Jays lose to Astros 3-2 in Sunday's game. Left-hander Ricky Romero hopes to earn a spot in Toronto's rotation. Toronto manager Cito Gaston plans to make a final decision within a couple of days. On a lighter note, Toronto Raptors beat Chicago Bulls 134-129 in overtime Sunday. Chris Bosh led the game with 31 points and 15 rebounds, and Andrea Bargnani scored 28 points. Jose Calderon scored 22 points and 19 assists, a career high for him. Sean Marion scored 16 points, and Pops Mensah-Bonsu scored 13 points. The Raptors are enjoying their well-deserved winning streak to a season-high 4 games. More basketball news, especially while March Madness is going on. North Carolina went 72-60 and advances to the Final Four in Sunday's game. Ty Lawson leads the game, scoring 19 points against Oklahoma Sooners in the South Regional Final. This is their second straight year, and they will be playing Villanova in the national semifinals. Michigan State wins 64-52 against Louisville Sunday to win the Midwest Regional. Goran Sutan led the game with 19 points and 10 rebounds. This is Michigan State's 5th Final Four in 11 years. More on basketball news from Centennial College. It was the last time they would see the floor at Centennial's DEL gym, but that milestone didn't help the Colts men's basketball team last night, and that's despite a huge performance by their star point guard. With the story, here's Tristan Carter.
The Centennial Colts men's basketball team lost to the Fleming Knights 91-89, but Colts point guard Roderick Robinson scored a game-high 37. Robinson barely missed the last-second shot that would have won the game. The Knights hit a pair of free throws the day before to put them up by 2. Fleming got to the line after a controversial foul call. Centennial coach Roe Russell had some criticism of the way the game was called.
Basically, the referees took the game out of our hands. It's hard to say that. If I get fined for it, I don't care. You know, we busted our butt off the whole game. Everybody sucked it up. We lost a couple guys on eligibility, and they beat us by a lot up in their place, and we came, we were ready for them, we prepared for them. We're right down to the last second, and the referee had to take the game into his own hand rather than let us play the game out like it's supposed to be played.
Russell also thought his team would have done better if it was at full strength. Colts starter Marley McLean struggled with foul trouble the whole game. They've also lost a number of players, but not because of injuries. Russell says he kicked one player off the team after the last game.
We warned him that he's under zero tolerance coming into the last game that he played, and he was verbally abusing players and being very obnoxious in the game, and so we decided that it was enough. We had to, you know, take him away from the team so we could have a better chemistry for the team.
The season has been hard on the Colts. They stand at 5-3 right now as they play the final game ever at the Dell Gym. It's being closed, and the college is building a new one next year. Tristan Carter, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
That's all from the world of sports. Stay tuned after the break when Jason will have a buzz in entertainment news.